Coast Country, 103.9 and 106.3. It's the Friday ride home, and if it's 4:30 on your clock, that means it's time for the Outdoors Outlook, sponsored by our friends at Nanticoke Outfitters. Be sure to book your next guided hunt or fishing trip today at nanticokeoutfitters.com. Every Friday at this time, Captain Dave Fletcher from Nanticoke Outfitters stops by and gives us a few pointers and tips of what you're going to find if you're looking to get outdoors and enjoy yourself this weekend. It looks like the weather, again, is going to be phenomenal, but of course, the most important thing is to remember to fix those clocks, right, Captain Dave?
Yeah, that's right. That's real important to do because time change happens on Sunday, so you got to make sure you're ready for that. And I'll tell you, the other thing you got to be ready for, and Gary, I almost feel like this is my public service announcement, because it's so confusing with all the different seasons we have here in Maryland and Delaware, and so many hunters and anglers do both Maryland and Delaware. So you really got to keep track of the calendar and the times. So I'm going to touch on that right now, Gary. Let's look at that. In Maryland, deer season, archery is still in full swing. You know, we just wrapped up on the muzzleloader side, so archery's back in. But we have the youth deer hunt, which is the firearms youth deer hunt, coming up November 16th and 17th. Now, duck season for Maryland. Tomorrow is the Youth Veteran Duck Hunt Day, and our second split will start the following weekend, November 16th to the 29th. Now, to make things even more confusing, Gary, we're going to throw goose hunting into that, but only from the 23rd to the 29th. It's not during the entire split. So the first week of that split, no goose. Second week of that split, you got goose. So keep that in mind, folks. Now, that's on the Maryland side. So let's take a look at Delaware. Deer season, youth hunt is this weekend. So that's Saturday and Sunday. The firearms youth hunt will be happening. We're still in archery season for Delaware. And then firearms will start November 15th, and that'll run through until the 24th. Duck season ends tomorrow. So this split will wrap up tomorrow. However, tundra swan will be starting. Now, remember, folks, tundra swan is by permit only. Those permits have already been published and released. So that starts on November 9th. So that's coming up as well. And that's become very popular, Gary. And I think a lot of folks are trying to get those permits to get out and get some experience going after the tundra swans.
Now, for somebody that might just be learning about the need for the permit, do you know, like, when do they become available? How can you give yourself the best shot to get one?
Yeah, that's a great question. So you actually have to be prepared, and when it's not hunting season, be thinking about hunting season, because it actually comes out early summer. So you get the opportunity to purchase your license and then apply for the permit, and you have to have all that done. I believe the deadline is somewhere around August 1st, give or take, and then they will make the announcements in late September, and then folks can start booking hunts. And I'll tell you, I know a few guides that do the tundra swan hunts, and that is the way to go. Not that they can guarantee you, but they will definitely be able to put you on some birds. So keep that in mind, folks. If you are holding a permit and you're not sure what you're going to want to do with that, reach out to me, because I have some referrals. I can get you in touch with the right people that might help you bag your tundra swan.
If you want to get in touch with Captain Dave, just go to nanticokeoutfitters.com. You can find easy ways to tag him and to speak with him and get that set up. But, you know, you just gave out a ton of information, a bunch of different dates, and we talked to him last couple of weeks about how confusing it can be. Is there a place that folks can go to double-check themselves to make sure that they're prepared for the correct season on the correct day?
Yeah, always. It's really easy to go to both Maryland and Delaware's websites, have that set up. They have PDF files with all the details of the various seasons. And honestly, Gary, I'm only touching on the more popular ones. There's other seasons involved in there, you know, such as raccoon getting ready to start here in 2 weeks. We've got our fox season getting ready to start. So there's more to what we're talking about. And that's the best thing to do. Go to the DenRec site in Delaware or the DNR site in Maryland, and you can get all of these details. We only post the Maryland information because all of our hunting takes place in Maryland, but that information is on the nanticokeoutfitters.com website.
I know that we do have friends that are still looking to wet lines, take advantage of some of the better weather that we've had. And you were telling me before we got started that, you know, tuna might be something you're after. In fact, my cousin was just out bagging some tuna off the shore this week. I didn't realize that this was still a good time for that.
Yeah, you know, well, it's the fall migration. So the fall migration of bluefin tuna has just begun, and the great thing about it is you don't have to go that far. Literally, you can start roughly about 5 miles off the coast, and that's where you're going to start finding them. So it's a great opportunity for some of the anglers that maybe you don't have a 30-foot boat to get you out into those deeper waters. You know, you could certainly get out there with a little bit smaller boat. You still got to have the right equipment as far as the rods and the reels, but they're out there. And I've got a lot of my friends are out there. They're running around catching them as fast as they can, because what a great way to fill the freezer. So, folks, if you have an opportunity to go out and do that, now's the time. They're aggressively feeding as they're migrating, and it's an easy hookup. And you tend to land most of the ones you hook. So I think that's definitely a great opportunity for anglers to get out there. The other thing that's coming up, Gary, and we love doing this here on the Lower Bay and all around the Delaware Bay, is striped bass. We'll start trolling with some umbrella rigs. You know, we tend to pull them behind heavy inline weights, and that'll become more and more popular as we get through the month of November, because that's a great time to get out and chase some of them striped bass. And, again, another delicious fish to put in the freezer. Last one I want to touch on is crabbing. Crabs are still here. Crabbing is still happening, but they are definitely in warmer waters, and they're in the depth of about 15 feet. So I know that's tough for a lot of crabbers. Recreational crabbers tend to not have 15-foot worth of line. Make the adjustment, folks, because that's where the crabs are, and they're delicious as ever. Well, Gary, as always, please remember to take a child hunting or fishing so we can keep them outdoors, living the good life that we're blessed with here on the Delmarva Peninsula.